Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
NRC Meditation for April 17th, 2024. Wednesday of the third week of Easter. You will never be lost where I cannot find you. From the Gospel of John, chapter 6. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. Introductory prayer. Lord, I believe that you are present here and now as I turn to you in prayer. I trust and have confidence in your desire to give me every grace I need to receive today. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your immense generosity toward me. I give you my life and my love in return. Petition. Lord, help me to have a deeper confidence and trust in you. First reflection, an empty hole the size of Christ. It's like I had a big hole in my heart, and I couldn't fill it with anything. So exclaims someone who recently came back to the sacraments after being away for many years. She was hungering and thirsting for Christ, and thankfully, Christ didn't permit anything else to fill the place in her heart where only he belonged. On re-encountering Christ, in his mercy and confession, in his nourishing grace and communion, she was able to experience the benefits promised by Christ himself. I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Every one of us invariably finds holes in our hearts, small or not so small. Only Christ belongs there. To welcome Christ back into our hearts, we must seek out his mercy and nourishing grace. Second reflection, then why are you afraid? If what we need is Christ, and what we truly long for is Christ, then what keeps us from going to him? Sometimes it is our pride, or spiritual laziness, or maybe superficiality in our spiritual life. But behind these reasons is often a fear that if we open ourselves to Christ, we will somehow lose out. Pope Benedict XVI addressed this fear in his first homily as Pope. Do not be afraid of Christ. He takes nothing away, and he gives you everything. When we give ourselves to him, we receive 100-fold in return. Yes, open wide the doors to Christ, and you will find true life. Amen. Mass for the inauguration of the pontificate, April 24th, 2005. Third reflection. Can you tell me where the lost and found is? These are words that Christ has never spoken, nor ever will. It is his Father's will that Christ lose none of those entrusted to him. Christ never fails in his mission. Rather, in today's reading, he promises, and this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. This is our guarantee that we will never be abandoned and left without his grace to support us. There will be no difficulty, obstacle, or temptation too great for him to help us overcome. Conversation with Christ. Lord Jesus, I trust in you. Despite the real struggles and obstacles in my path now, I know that you are leading me towards you. You are the only one who can fill the depths of my heart. Somehow, mysteriously, each of these trials is part of making that a reality. Resolution. When faced with any obstacle today, even if it is small, I will say a quick prayer, entrusting the situation to Christ.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.